will go over a typical self-hypnosis technique designed to help you improve your self-programming. You should be standing in a neutral position, shoulders down in the back, allowing your core muscles to engage, stomach, bottom and legs, while the rest of your body relaxes, slowly dropping down to that suggestible state, letting the tension of the day reduce, standing tall but drifting down, down. Ensure your shoulders are back and down, your stomach engaged, feeling your body in the neutral posture, your mind focusing on nothing but your body, concentrating, relaxing, heading deeper and deeper. Begin the roll downs, letting your knees soften, your neck fall forwards, as we begin to work on verbal tics, those unconscious catchphrases and knee-jerk sayings. Try to remember a recent time when you used such a phrase unthinkingly. Allow your mind to empty until an occasion pops into your consciousness. Let your arms swing freely as you put yourself back there in the scene, visualizing strong and loud with your shoulders and neck relaxed, just letting the circumstances flood into your mind, reminding you how it felt, the events that happened. Then as you begin, the arm rises, slowly stretching around to tiptoe. Consider the unintended implications of that phrase, its psychological effects. Are you implying things can't change, or that your aims can in fact be met? Are these effects likely to be helpful, or are you unnecessarily criticizing yourself? Decide if you want to continue using this verbal tic, or if you want to remove it completely. Then replay the scene again and again, either reinforcing that tic, or replacing it with something more useful, with something more true. Pay attention to your mind as you edit your own linguistic habits. Begin the side reaches, slowly curling around to a C shape. Meanwhile, concentrate on replaying that scene and other similar scenes, either reinforcing your positive verbalization or else replacing your negative ones, re-experiencing those good connotations or replacing the bad. Swap sides, stomach still engaged, reaching over, shoulders relaxed, paying attention to the changes in your mind, the rewiring of verbal instinct, feeling yourself reprogramming your brain and remembering how that feels, how it feels to take charge, deciding how you will act in the future. Now, as you stand on one leg with shoulders back, practice some associative techniques. Imagine yourself rewarding yourself next time you use your new edited verbal reflex. Next time your verbal tic is right, imagine rewarding yourself with a pleasant visualization, When you succeed in your altered behaviour, you'll show yourself something nice. Swap legs now, remembering to keep your balance. Perhaps you'll recall a hug or a kiss, even something sexual. You're learning to teach yourself as you go. So as the music builds now, you're ready to start thinking about focus, putting your attention on the right things. Lie down to begin the curl-ups. Each breath curling up, stomach held in. You're about to begin to tune your focus. Learn to direct your consciousness towards positive things. Learn to pay attention to your successes, your accomplishments and your progress. The things you focus on, remember, are the things your brain will experience twice. You'll learn to focus on the learning and not on the failure. Focus on the helpful, positive parts of life rather than worries or doubts. In doing so, you'll re-experience those good things, letting them be more important, more useful in helping to push your personality in the direction you want it to go. Start the spine curls, peeling your spine slowly off the floor, and spend some time now revisualizing a positive experience in your life, a time when you learned something, demonstrated an improved skill, when you were lucky or content, when things were going right. As you practice recalling these times, your brain will get more used to doing so. You'll find yourself doing so more often, paying more attention to the good things in life, and merely acknowledging the bad, not concentrating on it obsessively. Keep visualizing some useful positive event now, paying attention to the changes in your mind. Hug one knee up into your chest, hold it there a while, stretching, continuing to count your blessings, to focus on happy times. Push the leg high, stretch the hamstring, pushing up through the heel, recalling and reliving events which were most useful to recall and relive. Swap legs, hug the other knee up into your chest, learning to focus your mind more usefully, to forget worries and enjoy good times. Then push the other leg's heel up towards the ceiling, continuing to recall positive moments, learning, focusing, teaching yourself. Onto all fours with a straight back before you begin the cat. As you bend and curve your back, see yourself with better focusing strategies. See yourself gliding trivially over upsets, not even breaking stride, thinking mostly about good times, happy things, things going right. Feel your mind beginning to let go of any obsessive worries, they matter no more. The worry doesn't help, so it's leaving your mind, never to return. leaving you free to focus on learning, on improving, on seeing yourself do well, re-experiencing useful, productive things, letting worries slip away. Then relax for chalk circles. Sitting position, pushing your top hand out as you breathe out. Continue to draw around behind you, seeing yourself rewarding your improved focus. Rotate around to reach down past the hips, imagining your improved focusing ability. And then back to the start, seeing yourself remembering to reward yourself in future. Over to the other side. Again, pushing the top hand forward as you breathe out. Continue round behind you, knowing you'll remember to reward your improved focus. Reaching down past the hips, letting your mind improve. Finishing off, joining the hands, you'll remember to actively program yourself with association. Then return to stand in the neutral position, stomach engaged, shoulders relaxed, focus improved, tics reprogrammed, calm, balanced and upright.